The Age of Revolution by Eric Hobsbawm. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Age of Revolution, 1789-1848 by Eric Hobsbawm is a book that examines the period of history between the French Revolution and the revolutions of 1848. Hobsbawm argues that this period was a time of great social, political, and economic transformation, and that it was the beginning of the modern world. He looks at the causes of the revolutions, their effects, and the legacy they left behind. He also examines the ideas and ideologies that shaped the period, such as liberalism, nationalism, and socialism. Hobsbawm begins by looking at the causes of the revolutions. He argues that the revolutions were caused by a combination of economic, social, and political factors. He examines the economic changes that were taking place in Europe, such as the Industrial Revolution and the rise of capitalism. He also looks at the social changes, such as the growth of the middle class and the rise of the working class. Finally, he looks at the political changes, such as the weakening of the old monarchies and the rise of new forms of government. Hobsbawm then looks at the effects of the revolutions. He argues that the revolutions had a profound effect on the social and political landscape of Europe. He examines the rise of new forms of government, such as constitutional monarchies and republics, and the emergence of new ideologies, such as liberalism, nationalism, and socialism. He also looks at the impact of the revolutions on the economy, such as the growth of industry and the rise of the working class. Finally, Hobsbawm looks at the legacy of the revolutions. He argues that the revolutions had a lasting impact on the world, and that they were the beginning of the modern world. He examines the ideas and ideologies that emerged from the revolutions, such as liberalism, nationalism, and socialism, and how they shaped the world in the years that followed. He also looks at the economic changes that were brought about by the revolutions, such as the growth of industry and the rise of the working class. The Age of Revolution, 1789-1848 is an important book that examines the period of history between the French Revolution and the revolutions of 1848. Hobsbawm looks at the causes of the revolutions, their effects, and the legacy they left behind. He also examines the ideas and ideologies that shaped the period, such as liberalism, nationalism, and socialism. This book is an essential read for anyone interested in the history of the modern world. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The French Revolution of 1789 marked the beginning of a new era in world history, known as the Age of Revolution. Idea summary: The Age of Revolution began with the French Revolution of 1789, which was a major turning point in world history. It marked the start of a period of political and social upheaval, which would shape the modern world. The French Revolution of 1789 marked the beginning of a new era in world history, known as the Age of Revolution. This period of political and social upheaval was characterized by the overthrow of traditional monarchies and the rise of new forms of government, such as republics and democracies. It also saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism, which would shape the modern world. The Age of Revolution was a time of great upheaval and change, and it had a profound impact on the course of world history. The French Revolution was the first of many revolutions that would take place during the Age of Revolution. It was a major turning point in world history, as it marked the start of a period of political and social upheaval. The French Revolution inspired other revolutions around the world, such as the American Revolution and the Haitian Revolution. These revolutions helped to spread the ideas of liberty, equality, and democracy, which would become the foundation of modern society. The Age of Revolution was a period of great progress and change. It saw the emergence of new forms of government, such as republics and democracies, and the spread of new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism. It also saw the rise of new social movements, such as the labor movement and the women's rights movement. The Age of Revolution was a time of great progress and change, and it had a profound impact on the course of world history. Main idea number 2. The Age of Revolution was characterized by a series of revolutions and rebellions across Europe and the Americas. Idea summary: the Age of Revolution was a period of intense political and social upheaval, with a series of revolutions and rebellions occurring across Europe and the Americas. This period of unrest had a lasting impact on the development of modern societies. The Age of Revolution was a period of intense political and social upheaval, with a series of revolutions and rebellions occurring across Europe and the Americas. This period of unrest had a lasting impact on the development of modern societies. In France, the Revolution of 1789 overthrew the monarchy and established a republic, while in the United States, the American Revolution of 1776 declared independence from Britain. In Latin America, a series of wars of independence from Spain and Portugal resulted in the creation of new republics. In Europe, the Napoleonic Wars saw the rise of a powerful French Empire, while the revolutions of 1848 saw the overthrow of many monarchies and the establishment of new republics. The Age of Revolution also saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism. These ideologies had a profound impact on the development of modern societies, and their influence can still be seen today. The Age of Revolution also saw the emergence of new forms of political organization, such as democracy and representative government. These new forms of government were adopted by many countries, and they remain the basis of many modern democracies. The Age of Revolution was a period of great change and upheaval, and its legacy can still be seen in the modern world. The revolutions and rebellions of this period had a lasting impact on the development of modern societies, and their influence can still be seen today. Main idea number 3. The Age of Revolution was a period of rapid industrialization and technological advancement. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, industrialization and technological advancement occurred at a rapid pace. This led to a transformation of the global economy and the emergence of new forms of production and consumption. The Age of Revolution was a period of rapid industrialization and technological advancement. This period saw a transformation of the global economy, with the emergence of new forms of production and consumption. The Industrial Revolution saw the development of new technologies, such as the steam engine, which allowed for the mass production of goods. This led to an increase in the availability of goods, and a decrease in the cost of production. This, in turn, led to an increase in the standard of living for many people. Additionally, the Industrial Revolution saw the development of new forms of transportation, such as the railroad, which allowed for the rapid movement of goods and people. This allowed for the growth of cities and the emergence of new markets. The technological advances of the Age of Revolution also had a profound impact on the way people lived. New forms of communication, such as the telegraph and the telephone, allowed for the rapid exchange of information. This allowed for the spread of ideas and the emergence of new social movements. Additionally, the development of new forms of energy, such as electricity, allowed for the development of new forms of entertainment, such as the cinema. This allowed for the emergence of new forms of culture and the spread of new ideas. The Age of Revolution was a period of great change and transformation. It saw the emergence of new forms of production and consumption, the development of new technologies, and the spread of new ideas. This period of rapid industrialization and technological advancement had a profound impact on the way people lived and the way the world worked. Main idea number 4. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new political ideologies, such as liberalism, conservatism, and socialism. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, new political ideologies emerged, such as liberalism, conservatism, and socialism. These ideologies had a major impact on the development of modern societies and the way people thought about politics and government. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new political ideologies, such as liberalism, conservatism, and socialism. These ideologies had a major impact on the development of modern societies and the way people thought about politics and government. Liberalism, for example, emphasized individual rights and freedoms, while conservatism sought to preserve traditional values and institutions. Socialism, on the other hand, advocated for the collective ownership of the means of production and the redistribution of wealth. Each of these ideologies had its own distinct set of beliefs and goals, and they all had a profound influence on the political landscape of the time. The Age of Revolution also saw the rise of mass political movements, such as the French Revolution and the American Revolution. These movements sought to overthrow the existing political and social order and replace it with a new one based on the principles of the new ideologies. The success of these revolutions had a lasting impact on the development of modern democracies, as they helped to establish the idea of popular sovereignty and the right of citizens to participate in the political process. The Age of Revolution was a period of great change and upheaval, and it had a profound effect on the way people thought about politics and government. The emergence of new political ideologies and the success of mass political movements helped to shape the modern world and the way we think about politics today. Main idea number 5. The Age of Revolution was a period of great social change, with the emergence of new social classes and the rise of the working class. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, there was a great deal of social change, with the emergence of new social classes and the rise of the working class. This had a major impact on the way people lived and worked, and the way society was structured. The Age of Revolution was a period of great social change, with the emergence of new social classes and the rise of the working class. This had a major impact on the way people lived and worked, and the way society was structured. The traditional social hierarchy was challenged, and the power of the aristocracy and the church was weakened. The working class began to gain more rights and freedoms, and the idea of democracy and universal suffrage began to take hold. This period also saw the rise of industrialization, which had a profound effect on the economy and the way people worked. The Age of Revolution also saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as socialism and communism, which sought to challenge the existing social order. This period of social change had a lasting impact on the world, and it is still felt today. Main idea number 6. The Age of Revolution saw the rise of nationalism and the emergence of nation-states. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, nationalism and the emergence of nation-states became increasingly important. This led to the formation of new countries and the strengthening of existing ones, as well as the development of a sense of national identity. The Age of Revolution saw the rise of nationalism and the emergence of nation-states. This period of history was marked by a number of significant changes, including the formation of new countries and the strengthening of existing ones. Nationalism was a driving force behind these changes, as people sought to create a sense of national identity and pride. This was often done through the promotion of a shared language, culture, and history, as well as the adoption of symbols and rituals that could be used to unite people. The Age of Revolution also saw the development of new political systems, such as democracy and socialism, which were designed to give people more control over their lives and to ensure that their rights were respected. These changes had a profound impact on the world, and they continue to shape our lives today. Main idea number 7. The Age of Revolution was a period of great intellectual and cultural change, with the emergence of new ideas and movements. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, there was a great deal of intellectual and cultural change, with the emergence of new ideas and movements. This had a major impact on the way people thought and the way society was organized. The Age of Revolution was a period of great intellectual and cultural change, with the emergence of new ideas and movements. This period saw the rise of liberalism, socialism, and nationalism, as well as the development of new forms of political organization and economic systems. It was also a time of great social upheaval, with the French Revolution and the American Revolution leading the way. These revolutions had a profound impact on the way people thought and the way society was organized. They also led to the emergence of new forms of political and economic thought, such as the ideas of Karl Marx and Adam Smith. The Age of Revolution also saw the development of new forms of art and literature, as well as the emergence of new forms of technology. All of these changes had a major impact on the way people lived and the way society was structured. The Age of Revolution was also a period of great intellectual and cultural change. This period saw the emergence of new ideas and movements, such as Romanticism, Realism, and Impressionism. It also saw the development of new forms of philosophy, such as Existentialism and Positivism. These new ideas had a major impact on the way people thought and the way society was organized. They also led to the emergence of new forms of literature, such as the novels of Charles Dickens and the plays of Henrik Ibsen. The Age of Revolution also saw the development of new forms of science, such as the theories of Charles Darwin and Albert Einstein. The Age of Revolution was a period of great intellectual and cultural change, and it had a major impact on the way people thought and the way society was organized. It was a time of great social upheaval, with the emergence of new ideas and movements, as well as the development of new forms of art, literature, philosophy, and science. All of these changes had a major impact on the way people lived and the way society was structured. Main idea number 8. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new forms of warfare, such as total war and guerrilla warfare. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, new forms of warfare emerged, such as total war and guerrilla warfare. This had a major impact on the way wars were fought and the way countries interacted with each other. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new forms of warfare, such as total war and guerrilla warfare. Total war is a type of warfare in which all resources of a nation are mobilized to fight against an enemy, and it is characterized by the use of massive military forces and the destruction of civilian infrastructure. Guerrilla warfare is a type of warfare in which small, mobile groups of combatants use tactics such as ambushes, sabotage, and raids to fight against a larger, more powerful enemy. These new forms of warfare had a major impact on the way wars were fought and the way countries interacted with each other. For example, total war led to the destruction of civilian infrastructure, which in turn led to the displacement of large numbers of people and the disruption of economic and social life. Guerrilla warfare, on the other hand, allowed smaller, weaker forces to fight against larger, more powerful enemies, and it also allowed for the use of unconventional tactics and strategies. Both of these forms of warfare had a profound effect on the way wars were fought and the way countries interacted with each other during the Age of Revolution. Main idea number 9. The Age of Revolution was a period of great economic change, with the emergence of new economic systems and the rise of capitalism. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, there was a great deal of economic change, with the emergence of new economic systems and the rise of capitalism. This had a major impact on the way people lived and worked, and the way the global economy was structured. The Age of Revolution was a period of great economic change, with the emergence of new economic systems and the rise of capitalism. This period saw the decline of feudalism and the rise of mercantilism, which was based on the idea of a nation's wealth being determined by its ability to accumulate gold and silver. This period also saw the emergence of the Industrial Revolution, which saw the development of new technologies and the growth of factories and other large-scale production facilities. This period also saw the rise of the modern banking system, which allowed for the transfer of money and the creation of credit. Finally, this period saw the emergence of the modern stock market, which allowed for the buying and selling of stocks and other financial instruments. The Age of Revolution had a major impact on the way people lived and worked. It saw the emergence of new forms of labor, such as factory work, and the growth of cities as centers of industry. It also saw the growth of the middle class, as people moved away from the traditional feudal system and began to pursue their own economic interests. This period also saw the growth of international trade, as countries began to specialize in certain goods and services and to trade with each other. Finally, this period saw the emergence of new forms of government, such as democracy and socialism, which sought to provide more equitable economic systems. The Age of Revolution had a major impact on the global economy. It saw the emergence of new economic systems, such as capitalism, which allowed for the accumulation of wealth and the growth of large-scale businesses. It also saw the growth of international trade, which allowed for the exchange of goods and services between countries. Finally, this period saw the emergence of new forms of finance, such as the stock market, which allowed for the buying and selling of stocks and other financial instruments. The Age of Revolution was a period of great economic change, and its effects are still felt today. It saw the emergence of new economic systems and the rise of capitalism, which had a major impact on the way people lived and worked, and the way the global economy was structured. Main idea number 10. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new forms of social and political organization, such as democracy and totalitarianism. Idea summary: during the Age of Revolution, new forms of social and political organization emerged, such as democracy and totalitarianism. This had a major impact on the way people thought about politics and government, and the way societies were structured. The Age of Revolution saw the emergence of new forms of social and political organization, such as democracy and totalitarianism. This had a major impact on the way people thought about politics and government, and the way societies were structured. Democracy, for example, was a radical departure from the traditional forms of government, which had been based on the rule of a single monarch or a small elite. It was based on the idea of popular sovereignty, with citizens having the right to elect their own representatives and to participate in the decision-making process. Totalitarianism, on the other hand, was a form of government in which a single leader or party had absolute control over all aspects of society. It was characterized by a lack of individual freedom and a highly centralized state apparatus. The Age of Revolution also saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism. These ideologies had a profound impact on the way people thought about politics and society, and they shaped the way governments were structured and how societies were organized. Liberalism, for example, was based on the idea of individual freedom and the protection of individual rights. Socialism, on the other hand, was based on the idea of collective ownership of the means of production and the redistribution of wealth. Nationalism was based on the idea of a shared identity and a common destiny for a particular nation or people. The Age of Revolution was a period of great upheaval and change, and it had a profound impact on the way people thought about politics and society. It saw the emergence of new forms of social and political organization, such as democracy and totalitarianism, and new ideologies, such as liberalism, socialism, and nationalism. These changes had a major impact on the way societies were structured and how governments were organized.